VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. An Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian and Islamic Jihad group and Israelis has been announced. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with details.
A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza confirmed the deal had been made. However, rocket fire persisted after the deadline, leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
A day after meeting with the Pope and Italian leaders in Rome, the leader of Ukraine is in Germany. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Berlin as he seeks to shore up support from key allies against Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader last visited Germany for the Munich Security Council in February last year, just before the war broke out. Germany, which is Europe's largest economy, faced criticism at the start of the war for what some called a hesitant response, but it has become one of Ukraine's biggest providers of financial and military assistance, ahead of other European powers like France. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Bangladesh and Myanmar are bracing as an extremely severe cyclone starts to hit their coastal areas, and authorities urge thousands of people in both countries to seek shelter. UN agencies and aid workers have postponed dozens or prepositioned dozens of dry foods and dozens of ambulances with mobile medical teams. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The threat of the United States defaulting on its obligations looms over the upcoming G7 summit in Japan that U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to attend before continuing to a summit with the so-called Quad leaders in Australia and one with Pacific Island leaders in Papua New Guinea. Well, White House correspondent Chief Patsy Wadakiswara has that story.
Looming over the G7 summit, the threat of the world's largest economy not paying its debts and further endangering a fragile global economy hit by the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
These shocks continue to impose significant costs on the global economy. Further, markets are seeing the possibility of a U.S. debt limit breach as a growing downside risk.
From Hiroshima, Japan, Biden is scheduled for a brief stop in Papua New Guinea to meet Pacific Island leaders he hosted last year, establish stronger strategic ties, and deter them from getting closer to China. Patsy Wadakiswara, VOA News at the White House.
Voters in Thailand are headed to the polls in an election touted as a pivotal chant for change, 8 years after incumbent Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha first came to power in 2014. In a coup. He's now running against the daughter of the politician who is the military's top nemesis. A number of Federal Reserve Board of Governors says that there's been too little progress in bringing down inflation. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Federal Reserve Governor Philip Jefferson says inflation remains too high and there's been little progress made toward bringing it down. That's not what people wanted to hear, since there were signs this week that price hikes might be slowing. While inflation has declined nearly 3% from its peak to 4.2% in March, Federal Reserve Governor Philip Jefferson says that mostly comes from falling energy and food prices. He says the bad news is there's been little progress on core inflation. Jefferson's just been nominated by President Biden to serve as the Fed vice chair, which would give him greater influence over interest rate policy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The death toll linked to a doomsday cult in Kenya hit 201 Saturday after police exhumed 22 more bodies, most of them bearing signs of starvation, according to the Coastal Regional Commissioner. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.